Who's ready for some fun?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Show them fun!
Yep, get ready for the gelatinous fun.
Time for fun. Time for fun. Fun. Fun.
Get ready for fun. Fun. Fun.
It sounds like fun.
Super fun.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
What is my middle name? Dimitri Fun Vassilaris. I just live for fun. I enjoy. Shut up. Anyway, good morning. How you doing? Hey, Steelers won. I've just given you more information about the Pittsburgh Steelers' big victory yesterday against the Ratbirds than you're going to get on the website of Channel 7 and Channel 9 combined. Both of them, 7 and 9 combined on their websites. Zero mention of the Pittsburgh Steelers defeating the Baltimore Ratbirds. It's unbelievable. God, how bad can these people be? Jeez. Anyway, so that's not an exaggeration. I even did searches for Steelers on 9's website and on 7's website. It's just, they're so bad. God, they're so bad. Great show for you today. Okay, first, the Steelers won amazingly. I never would have thought that they could have beaten the Ratbirds in Baltimore. They did. And I gotta say that last call regarding the Baltimore touchdown, which was not a touchdown, to me, looked like a touchdown. I got to tell you, it just, I can't even understand the rules anymore. I don't even know what a catch is anymore in the NFL. I don't even know what that is. I really don't. It's really, really bad. Anyway, but hey, it worked out to our benefit this time. So who's complaining? I'm certainly not complaining at all. So way to go. So we've got that. We've got great prize package for you as well. If you like dogs and if you like Christmas, I've got the perfect Christmas prize package, canine dog package, whatever, for you. I got a four-pack. Wait a minute. Let me get them over here. Ah! Almost dropped the four-pack. I got a four-pack. One, two, three, four. Right. A four-pack of tickets to Cirque du Canine. That's right. Cirque du Canine. And it's about canines. All about these dogs. These are trained dogs that do all these different types of tricks, agility stuff, humor, whatever. If you love dogs, or if your kids love, and I mean love dogs, and you want to see them perform all these different things, not just frisbees, but like everything that they do, some of them really are amazing. I must tell you, I hate to call them, you know, athletes, but they do stuff that you just go, how on earth does this dog do this? Got a four-pack of tickets for you right here at Cirque du Canine at the Capitol Theater, December 21, four-pack. And it's for anyone who loves Christmas. I have some Christmas trivia questions. They're fairly easy, and it'll be your chance to win and win big. So we've got all of that for you as well. We've got Mr. Big Willie himself, who's going to be joining us. He is this legendary Valley OTR truck driver over the road, which means the big 18-wheeler types where they're driving and sleeping in their cabs and all that. He calls in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, and he'll just start talking about stuff because he's like, that's who he is. And all I do is sit back and listen, and he keeps talking right into the commercial break, so we just have to kind of fade him out. He can't stop talking, and he does it without taking a breath. It really is quite remarkable. One question I will ask him about is regarding his little pinky toe. He was complaining about that because he stubbed it a few days ago, and now it's turning gangrene, and I've offered to use my handsaw to help him solve the problem. He doesn't want to hear that. So we'll see if the gangrene has spread to his other toes, maybe his whole foot, I don't know, but all that as well. So we've got that going on. We've got Kent State University discriminating against white kids. They don't want white kids to be auditioning for certain songs. And the white kids are like really upset about this, as of course they should be. So we've got that. We've got Wheeling paying more than $41,000 to clean up this crap of this homeless encampment thing. And I could go on and on forever, forever about that. I've got one of my ugly Christmas sweaters on. This one from last week. It's the elf. And on the back, You can see the back of the elf, and I didn't even notice this until this morning. At the back part, I don't know if you can see it on the Facebook live stream, but there's a plumber's crack at the back of my sweater, which is the back of the elf. You can actually see a little bit of a plumber's crack. So that's my ugly Christmas sweater today. My current wife, bought me a new one, which is even more hideous than this. So we'll be talking about that as well. I'm probably going to be wearing it in a few days. So we've got all of that. You can see the show. There's not much. In fact, there's really nothing to see, quite frankly. But you can see it. And that's on Facebook. Facebook live stream. The Facebook live stream is available on my Facebook profile page. That's Dimitri with three I's, Dimitri. Vassilaris rhymes with Asilaris, but you add a V. And this is the one that has now, amazingly, more than 8,000 followers. I don't know how this happened, but I have more than 8,000 followers now. The reason that I'm bringing this up is twofold. One, there are a lot of fakes out there because now the show is so insanely popular. Mine is the one with the more than 8,000 followers. The others are done by some idiots in Nigeria or wherever that like two followers. It's ridiculous. But mine is the one with the more than 8,000 followers. All right. Also, I cannot accept any more friend requests. Don't blame me. Blame Facebook. As you can imagine, I get lots and lots and lots of friend requests because the show's is so popular, I can't take them. Facebook has a limit of 5,000. It says, whoosh, that's it. So I have to say no. My hands are tied. There's nothing I can do about it. So be a follower, Dimitri, the profile page, Dimitri Vassilaris. Follow that page if you would. I'd love to have you as a friend, but I'm limited to 5,000 because, again, the show is so popular. I don't understand why it is. I certainly would never listen to this. I would never tolerate any of this. But apparently you do. So I guess your standards are either lower or higher than mine, depending on how you want to view this thing. All right, so we've got that. Also, you can see the show, the Facebook live stream on Big Willie 105.5, that Facebook page. Hi, how you doing? So we've got all that for you as well. More stuff regarding Channel 7. They still are stonewalling regarding why they are in favor of gun control, why they're discriminating against owners of firearms, why they equate firearms with drugs. I mean, it's the most disgusting thing in the world for Nexstar, the parent company, that has several TV stations in West Virginia. If you want to nominate someone for this Remarkable Woman Award of theirs, first, she can be trans because those were the standards last year. I actually checked, and no one has said that they are not that they've changed. So, if you know a person who identifies as a woman, a trans woman, you can nominate her for Remarkable Woman of the Year, which means a lot of people will probably be nominating Rosemary Ketchum. Let's face it. I'm amazed that she didn't win it last year. She'll probably win it this year. And the other thing with Channel 7 is with this contest of theirs, Remarkable Women, if the woman has any connection to firearms, even though firearms are perfectly legal and actually protected under the Second Amendment, Nexstar says, no, we don't want them. They're actually doing gun control regarding their Remarkable Woman campaign, and it's really pathetic. I reached out to 7, the general manager, I guess 2 weeks ago now, asking, hey, is this true? You're still allowing trans women to be nominated? And why on earth are you discriminating against firearms, especially in West Virginia? And still no response from him. In fact, hold on, let me make sure I get the right button here. In fact, this is all I've heard from him. I hit the right button. My God, how did that happen? All right, so there's that. And, God, Dimitri Graffiti. Of course, I forgot about that. Dimitri Graffiti, a great opportunity for you to say or do pretty much anything within the rules of engagement. Rules of engagement include when you call, make sure your radio is down. The volume is down, so there's no feedback. Don't wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about. Don't slander, don't libel, don't curse, don't target station clients, don't violate federal, state, and local laws, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. My phone line for Dimitri Graffiti and also for the prize package today, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you've not already done so,
put that phone number in your cell phone, the mobile phone, your iPhone, your Android, your whatever, and make it one of your favorites. And make it Dimitri with three I, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, 740-325-1490, and then make sure it's at the top of your favorites list, because that's, well, that would work for me. So I automatically think it's going to work for you. All right, so there's, oh my God, there's that. Later on, another prize, later on this week, another big prize package from Crown. We got that lined up. So, God, so much stuff to get to. I don't even know where to begin. Well, let's start with Kent State. Let's start with racism. This is really, before I forget, I'll read you this thing about Kent State, tell you the story. And then there's something really interesting that's happening now on X Twitter. Elon Musk himself, the most famous African-American in the history of African-Americans, Elon Musk, and the richest, by the way. He is saying on Twitter and making a very strong argument for this proposition. He is saying that there is a move afoot in this world, not just in America, in this world, to eliminate a very important minority. And the minority he's talking about on this planet is white people. Yes, white people are a minority on the planet Earth. In fact, we are a tiny minority on the planet Earth. And what Elon Musk is saying on Twitter, I read one of his tweets this morning, I was going, oh my God, this is going to be a big story. He is making a very strong argument that there is a move underway worldwide to essentially, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, these are his thoughts, to essentially eliminate white people. And the argument that he's using is, look at what the EU is doing and the UN is doing to ship all these third world monsters, these people who are just virtually uncivilized, into white countries in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, somewhat in Canada, I guess. Although I can't speak specifically to Canada, but certainly for Europe, whether it is the main part of Europe or the United Kingdom, certainly the United States, certainly Ireland. He is making a very strong case that there's a move afoot here to eliminate a very important minority, racial minority on this planet, which is white people. Very powerful stuff. Very powerful stuff. Do not be surprised over the coming days and weeks that you start hearing people talk about this. And you'll get the usual complaints from the left. Oh, you're racist, this, that, and the other. But Elon Musk is saying that, hey, white people are a small minority on the planet, which is true. I mean, there's no question about it. We're a small minority. And that there is a move afoot. The globalists who are EU, the UN, Soros, who are trying to eliminate white people. It's really, it's going to be a very interesting talk ready over the next few weeks, I would say. So we've got all of that going on as well. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Please share this Facebook Live stream everywhere, if you would, please. We've got all sorts of stuff for you this morning. I need your help to get the word out regarding everything with this. And I'm debating whether I should do the contest early, because a lot of times I wait a little bit later on into the show. And I'm thinking to myself, there are an awful lot of people in this first hour who are listening to me getting their morning Dimitri fix along with their 9 or 12 cups of coffee in order to go to work and, you know, tolerate the boss for another 8 hours. And so I'm thinking to myself, maybe for you, yes, I'm talking specifically about you. Maybe we should, not even maybe. Okay, I'm making an executive decision. Here we go. Hold on, let me get the thing up here. I need an executive decision sounder. Hold on. I'm making an executive decision. Well, I guess that'll have to do. Well, let me see if there's anything else. No, that's not going to work. I've got so many buttons here. I have no earthly idea what I'm doing. All right, so pretend I hit the right button and it made just the right sound for me making an executive decision. Here's the executive decision. We're going to do the contest right after this short break. And all the breaks here on my show are short because that's what they are. If you love Christmas and if you love dogs, 740-325-1490.